Good morning, everyone. Coming up, a discussion of whether electronic medical records are actually a cost-saving move in healthcare reform. The president talks about it. We're going to look at the Veterans Administration, which has actually implemented it. We're also talking about Iran all day, and we want to hear from you what's striking you most about the coverage around the world. Come up with your headline for today's news. Is it, where are the nukes in Iran? Is it freedom for the Iranian people? Is it that the Obama administration just isn't doing enough? Or perhaps you want another headline altogether?
My name is Majid. What is going on in Iran is the money is shrinking for the regime's leaders, and they're fighting against each other and using innocent people on the street. And by the way, my understanding is it's very, very organized, and it's being organized by different parties in the regime.
Tell us your headline at 877-8MYTAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now we have some headlines from Femi OK. Good morning, Femi.
Hello there, John. 12 minutes to the top of the hour, starting in Iran. An Iranian opposition candidate wants Iranians to hold ceremonies mourning those killed in election protests. Mehdi Karoubi is urging a day of mourning on Thursday. Iran's top electoral body now says that election results will stand. The Guardian Council has a new statement out today, refusing to annul the lopsided result. Now, this comes even as the council acknowledges that widespread irregularities in many areas took place. It says that nothing it has seen constitutes major fraud. Iran got a boost from a major country this morning. Russia is backing up the official election result. Many other governments have criticized the result and the government crackdown on protesters. At home in the United States, President Obama will take questions at a news conference early this afternoon. Iran will be a lead topic, but healthcare and energy legislation will also come up. And later in the day, the president also hosts Chile's president in the White House. And finally, Donald Fehr is retiring as the head of the Baseball Players Union after more than a quarter of a century in charge. He says the next leader has to have time to get ready for future labor agreements.
If somebody else is going to get ready to negotiate the next agreement, meet with the players, develop the strategies, develop the consensus on the issues, they need time to do that.
Now, during his tenure, he oversaw a strike that cancelled the World Series, as well as explosive growth in player salaries. That's Lucky News, John.
Thank you, Femi.
Health industry groups are expected to deliver...
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
...to take over the healthcare system, either directly or indirectly, for the government to control it.
A lot of my friends, where they get their healthcare from is the emergency room. They're in the emergency room every week. They break a nail in the emergency room.
How are you going to avoid not having the ability to cost shift as you shrink that portion of privately funded health insurance?
Once again, we turn to the discussion that's taking place all around the United States about health care reform as officials in Washington begin to deal with what the health care reform is that's likely to emerge from Congress, if any. Joining us now is Philip Longman, senior fellow at the New America Foundation, author of Best Care Anywhere, Why VA Health Care is Better Than Yours. He joins us from Washington. Philip, good morning.
Good morning.
And Peter Ubel, a physician and behavioral scientist at the University of Michigan. He joins us from Ann Arbor. He's practiced medicine in the VA system for 15 years and is the author of Free Market Madness, Why Human Nature is at Odds with Economics and Why It Matters. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So why focus on the VA this morning? Well, since the 1970s, the Veterans Administration has digitized its medical system to coordinate medical care, and it serves now more than 5 million veterans. Is the Veterans Administration an example of electronic medical records, which the president talks about a lot in his health care reform strategy, and has that worked to reduce costs and make care better? Philip Longman, you first.
Okay, well, the VA has undergone a remarkable transformation in the 1990s and into today, and it has done so using information technology in ways that you can't find anywhere else in the American healthcare system. It has a completely integrated health IT system called VISTA that was developed by doctors for doctors starting in the 1970s, continually improved. It's a major source for reducing medical errors, but also it's come to the point now where it's changed the very practice of medicine at the VA because the digitalization of people's records allows researchers to go back after the fact and to see what works and what doesn't work. And that has brought the VA the ability to practice actual evidence-based medicine and to overcome the startling lack of data about outcomes, about what works and what doesn't in American healthcare.
So the principal advantage that you're describing there, aside from whatever efficiencies happen in the actual practice of care, it's having the data available to do research and to figure out ways of optimizing and even improving things more. Peter Ubel, do you think the VA model is translatable to the broader civilian healthcare system?
I think parts of it are, and other parts aren't. The VA not only has it's a tremendous place to practice medicine for me. I love it. And the electronic medical record definitely improves the way I practice medicine. But there's things that go along in the VA system you don't see in the rest of the system. We aren't incentivized in the VA to do procedures just to make more money. And we can spend more time with our patients and not worry that we're, you know, somehow losing out on the bottom line that you see a lot of people in private practice worried about. So I think the electronic medical record is just part of what makes the VA such a unique system.
Now, is the model that you're describing, though, Peter, a single-payer model that essentially if the VA was the model for the kinds of things you're talking about, spending more time with patients, not having incentives to add more tests, that sort of thing, is that simply an argument for getting rid of for-profit medicine?
It doesn't have to be done that way. I think it doesn't have to go to a single-payer system to change the incentives. We could still have a system with multiple payers, but try to have a more rational incentive system. For example, let me give just an example. We had a patient in the hospital last year who had been carrying a diagnosis of systemic lupus for 15 years or something like that. And it just didn't seem like the diagnosis made sense, and we dug through the electronic medical records and were able to figure out that this person had gotten misdiagnosed, and that diagnosis was carried forward for many years. A little bit of laziness and bad habits. But the electronic medical record allowed us to find out the diagnosis was a mistake, and we were able to take this person off of medicines that were causing lots of complications.
Well, that's a great story. Philip Longman,
real quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
It took us an hour and a half to dig through all this and figure this out. That didn't pay, and another system at that time would not have paid.
Oh, that's a very interesting point. Thanks for adding that detail, Peter Ubel. Philip Longman, we also have a story this week which broke on Sunday in both the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times that, in fact, prostate patients are having some serious difficulties in some sectors of the Veterans Administration. What do you make of that story in relationship with the kinds of successes you've described already?
Well, if you read the story carefully, quickly come to realize that this is an example of outsourcing. During the Bush years, there was tremendous pressure on the VA to outsource its procurement and health IT, and even in this case, prostate surgery. This was part of the philosophy of government that Bush had. VA took a licking in those years, but still kept ticking, so that today, even with those kind of problems, by all metrics of quality in healthcare, the VA comes out on top over and over again, which is quite impressive.
And we should remind people that the story in the New York Times, which is linked to our website, is all about people getting a particular treatment for prostate cancer, getting an excess dosage. Is that a fair characterization of the story?
Yeah, or dosage in the wrong place.
Dosage in the wrong place, exactly. So as the debate in Washington on health care reform gets started, Philip Longman, what is the chance that the VA is actually going to be a model and that it's going to be taken up by legislators and reformers?
Well, I think at the end of the day, when we're all done arguing about whether we're going to have a public program and how much it costs and how much we're going to expand coverage and such, people are going to realize that just expanding access to an already broken healthcare system is not really healthcare reform in itself. And they're going to look for places to improve quality and control costs. And really, the VA is the only example in American medicine of a place that has managed to literally reduce cost per patient at a time when medical inflation was running ahead in double digits and come out as the quality highlighter or quality bright star of the American healthcare system.
Philip,
what they do is something that we really should emulate. I think Peter's right that it's not just health IT. It has a lot to do with the kind of incentives that are on physicians. It has a lot to do with the fact that the VA as an institution has a lifelong relationship with its patients that begins after they leave the military and extends often until nursing home care.
Well, we're almost out of time, but it's a great call for reform and using a model that, as you say, has worked. Philip Longman, Senior Fellow at the New America Foundation, author of Best Care Anywhere, Why VA Healthcare is Better Than Yours. Peter Ubel, physician and behavioral scientist at the University of Michigan. Peter Ubel has practiced medicine in the VA system for 15 years. He's the author of Free Market Madness, Why Human Nature is at Odds with Economics and Why It Matters. All of our healthcare coverage discussions are podcastable at iTunes or at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.